Senator Bernie Sanders, Elon Musk is wrong on H-1B middle-class outsourcing. By Neil Monroe on January 2, 2025. Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, slammed the government's H-1B outsourcing program on Thursday, saying, "It should never be cheaper for a corporation to hire a guest worker from overseas than an American worker." Sanders is an old-style left-winger more focused on economic redistribution than the diversify and rule progressives who now dominate the Democrat Party. He wrote on January 2. 30 years ago, the economic elite and political establishment in both major parties told us not to worry about the loss of blue-collar manufacturing jobs that would come as a result of disastrous unfettered free trade agreements like NAFTA and permanent normal trade relations with China, PNTR. They promised that those lost jobs would be more than offset by the many good-paying white-collar information technology jobs that would be created in the United States. Well, that turned out to be a big lie. Not only have corporations exported millions of blue-collar manufacturing jobs to China, Mexico, and other low-wage countries, they are now importing hundreds of thousands of low-paid guest workers from abroad to fill the white-collar technology jobs that are available. Sanders' list of fixes overlaps with the reforms that President Donald Trump implemented in 2020 regulations. Further, we must also significantly raise the minimum wage for guest workers, allow them to easily switch jobs, and make sure that corporations are required to aggressively recruit American workers first before they can hire workers from overseas. The widespread corporate abuse of the H-1B program must be ended. The Sanders press release follows Trump's tacit support for the middle-class H-1B outsourcing desired by investors. On December 31, Trump said, "I've always felt we have to have the most competent people in our country. We need competent people. We need smart people coming into our country. We need a lot of people coming in. We're going to have jobs like we've never had before." Trump's comments have prompted bitter criticism from some of his supporters. A Twitter account, "All Your Terrible Ideas," posted, "I say this as a three-time Trump voter. If he or anyone in his administration increases H-1B's in any way, shape, or form, my support is gone. Maybe that's worth nothing to them at this point, but many others feel the same way. We're tired of being betrayed after we do everything." Other left-wing advocates, here, are also spotlighting the damage done to American college grads by their replacement in massive numbers throughout the white-collar economy. But most elected Democrats are defending the replacement of middle-class Americans by foreign graduates who accept long hours, lower pay, and workplace subordination in exchange for the dangled promise of government-supplied green cards and citizenship. The green cards are especially valuable to Indian migrants because they allow them, and all of their descendants, to get citizenship and live far from India's poverty and caste system. Americans already have citizenship, so they are unable to compete for the jobs being traded to the H-1B visa workers. Indian-born Representative Shrin Tanadar, DME, wants many more Indians to compete with his constituents for jobs and homes. California's startup investors strongly favor the H-1B program because it allows them to avoid paying American professionals with equity shares of their startup companies. Wall Street investors and their Fortune 500 CEOs and their C-suite executives also benefit when the lower H-1B salaries bump up share prices and their quarterly bonuses. In 2020, Sanders was pushed out of the Democrat primary race when California's investor class backed Joe Biden. In 2015, Sanders slammed the progressives' push for mass migration, saying, "Open borders? That's a Koch brothers proposal."